The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe, and welcome. It is Dorfon Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. Major League Baseball, lots of things are heating up there, and obviously football right around the corner. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Good morning. The Bolt has struck for the last time. Third place does not define Usain Bolt, but man, what he did well, and he did it for a fairly long period of time, being quite honestly the fastest man in the world, and that's much appreciated in my circle of the world.
Yeah, Justin Gatling takes the 100 meters to spoil Bolt's farewell, so that was pretty awesome stuff, and it was interesting because, as we know, the guy was the underdog going into it, and I thought that was pretty crazy when you think about everything that he has accomplished. So yeah, pretty amazing stuff when you think about it. But as we know, all good things must come to an end at some point. As we all get older, it just kind of happens. So anyways, just getting started, getting warmed up. He would be Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. So keep it close. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. And hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich and Dorf on Sports and Dorf Online as well. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back in just a few.
I'm growing tired of all your alibis. There ain't one that you can justify. I ain't gonna take it anymore, and I'll tell you why. The thing it doesn't show.
For the past 100 years, America's high schools have remained virtually unchanged. Yet the world around us has transformed dramatically. What if we turn the American spirit of ingenuity towards our high schools? This fall, let's come together and put high school center stage. Watch as superstars of music, comedy, movies, and television join students, parents, and educators on Friday, September 8th at 8, 7 Central for a must-see live television event on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. EIF presents XQ Super School Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Things are well underway here on the set of XQ Super School Live, a one-of-a-kind televised event to rethink high school. Are you ready for a star-studded one-hour show featuring some of your favorite celebs like Can you believe we got them under the same roof to talk high school education? Watch as superstars of music, comedy, movies, and television join students, parents, and educators on Friday, September 8th at 8, 7 Central for a must-see live television event on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. EIF presents XQ Super School Live.
High fly, deep left, turning Benintendi, looking, see ya, tie game. The first blown save for Kimbrell here at Fenway. A huge home run for Holiday. It's a 1-1 game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All right, everybody, welcome back. That is correct. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Jeff, so let's get into a little bit of baseball. But before we do that, did you happen to catch a little bit of the Hall of Fame game? Obviously, the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys, but we can't even call them Dallas, at least at this point. So I like to call them the Alice Cowboys, because in order to have that D in front of them, we got to see them play a little defense before we give them that honor. So did you happen to check out a little bit of the Hall of Fame game?
I peeked in and out. That's not appointment viewing for me. You know, obviously a huge honor for all of the inductees. And, you know, there's a lot of questions to merit. And you know, I don't want to tear these guys down on their big weekends, but you know, the precedent that's set by putting Terrell Davis, obviously at the top of his game for a fairly long period of time, you know, for the time that he ran, when you consider the lifespan of a running back, by the time they hit their stride, they're 25, and by the time you want to put them back on the shelf, they're 30. So there's a tight window. Davis played very well in that tight window, had some injuries, got John Elway over the hump. But when you really look at it, four or five great seasons, when you look at these guys that played 20-year careers and played consistently throughout their careers, you wonder how the criteria works and if the right people are in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily have a problem with Terrell Davis getting into the Hall of Fame. I have more of a problem with a guy like Jerry Jones getting into the Hall of Fame and with all the nonsense that he gets to pull. But it's maybe for a completely different reason, obviously. But, you know, Kurt Warner, obviously a guy that does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, going in as both a Ram and a Cardinal. I think that that was a pretty cool honor, man.
Yeah, well, you know, football is not like baseball where you pick the ball cap, and in some cases they just say no ball cap or a blank ball cap. But,
yeah,
you know, you could tell by the fan turnout, Kurt Warner, the greatest man ever played the position at quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, at least during their Arizona stay and probably throughout the franchise history that goes back to St. Louis and Chicago as well. He's another one. I mean, if I'm looking at this place as a very exclusive place, are we going to give this to every single owner? Are we going to give this honor, this gold blazer to every one that's ever owned a team and to every quarterback that's ever won a Super Bowl? I get it. You know, Warner played well in different spots and throughout different phases of his career. And the story of him coming out of Northern Iowa, playing for the Iowa Barnstormers, playing over in NFL Europe, bagging groceries, which is something that he doesn't really like a bright light to be shined upon. The fact that he started his career at 27, basically won a Super Bowl as an older rookie in the league when Trent Green went down during the preseason in 1999 for Dick Vermeil's Rams. So, you know, he embodies what football players are supposed to be and the ambassadors that they are in the world off the field, outside of the arena, outside of the booth. And, you know, I like the Kurt Warners in the Hall of Fame. I think that there is some question marks about media favorites getting in, and we'll see next year. You know, Terrell Owens, maybe the writers finally get over their grudge with him. Randy Moss, who never had a great relationship with anyone. You know, are we at a point where it's just the sports, you know, the Hall of Fame is sports writers' favorite good players?
I don't know. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think that for the most part, they do a good job. And guys like Kurt Warner, I mean, you threw the story out there. I mean, when you really think about that, that's an unbelievable story. And the guy absolutely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. We can't say enough about what he did for the Arizona Cardinals, and then obviously winning the Super Bowl with the Rams and the best show on turf or whatever it was called. So he did make his mark, man, and he had an unbelievable career in the NFL. And the truth of the matter is it's maybe too bad that the guy didn't get to play in the NFL longer than he did play, and it's too bad that he had to be in the Arena League and whatnot. So Kurt Warner was fantastic, man, and I hear where you're going with the owner thing, because I think there's a lot of people that really don't like Jerry Jones all around as a human being. So I don't think anybody would have any problem with him not being in the Hall of Fame. And then I'm sure there's those guys that love him.
But if you are going to put an owner in, you got to consider the franchise that he bought, hanging on to the legacy of Tom Landry. He makes that difficult decision or that difficult PR move to can Landry and bring in this hothead from the University of Miami, who was very successful, you know, with that program down there in Coral Gables. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson, they make the trades. You know, they made the Herschel Walker trade. They built their entire new, you know, the foundation of all their success in the 90s. Based on that, they were able to draft Troy Aikman after having a 1-15 season. So you know they came up and they were a very dominant team in the 90s, and I would say that because he was the he was the CEO of all that success, I think that there's something deserved there. I thought that Ralph Wilson deserved to go in for all the things that he did with the AFL-NFL merger and the Buffalo Bills specifically. So, we've seen some good owners go in. I don't want to shame every owner that goes in. And I'm not saying that Jerry Jones is necessarily a good owner in the present tense, but there's at least a paper trail of accomplishments that you could say, okay, it makes sense, and I'm with you. I don't think that many people would be heartbroken if this honor was never bestowed upon Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, bottom line is we all know he's had a pretty awesome run with the Dallas Cowboys in general, made that team, a huge, huge success. And he does deserve credit and props for that. But I would have had no problem with that guy not being inducted in the Hall of Fame on Saturday. But it is what it is. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits to get on board with us. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hey, let me ask you this just real quickly, because we've only got a couple minutes before we go to another break here. Did you happen to catch Steph Curry playing in the web.com tour event, shooting a couple of 74s and par was 70? So he was 4 over each day, shot 8 over, did not make the cut, but at the same time, I thought the guy was relatively impressive, man. That's shooting a decent number for a guy that does not play golf as far as his professional career. So I don't think he embarrassed himself, Jeff, at all.
Let's talk about how we have to appreciate these professional athletes, because we see them at one craft. And, you know, I've seen football players throw out first pitches that are just downright embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, so there's not always a full crossover. But, I mean, these guys are athletes at the end of the day. You know, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch Steph Curry do anything more than play basketball against the Cleveland Cavaliers. But I have been, you know, I have SportsCenter on in the background quite often. And I really like the introduction that Steph Curry's success on the web.com tour has brought to this I like to call him Mini Wilbon, this Michael Collins at ESPN. Have you seen this guy? He's about 5'2", and he looks a lot like Michael Wilbon, except he has a lot more fun with the players. He has a lot more fun with his life in general. So I've liked that coverage, but just to touch on the crossovers, I think that Tim Tebow and Steph Curry have done an excellent job of showing that they're not just a gimmick in another sport, that they've done very well, even on the lower tier that they're playing at.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, bottom line is Tim Tebow is trying to play baseball, and Steph Curry just showed you that he does have some serious game. I mean, he did beat, I believe, four players that actually are ranked in the world rankings, so that's relatively impressive, man. And I just think that, you know, people thought he was going to go out there and embarrass himself. He was taking a spot away from somebody else that earned that spot. But
he wasn't. But he wasn't. No. He was there on a sponsor exemption. They could have brought literally anyone. They could have brought a newspaper contest winner in to play that spot. So why not bring Steph Curry in and bring some exposure to your sport? I think it's a great thing, despite my personal feelings about Steph Curry.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, bottom line is that they wanted to sell some tickets, and bringing Steph Curry to an event like this will definitely sell some tickets for you. So we got to take another pause for the cause. When we get back on the other side, maybe we'll jump into some NFL football because, as we know, it's king. It's right around the corner, and there's a lot of guys getting injured already, man. So it is what it is. It's a rough sport, but we love talking about it. So keep it close, everybody. We will be back on the other side. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Our pitchers pitched real well the whole game to hold that club to two runs at that point. And you can make a case, probably other than Zach, Ubaldo pitching better than anybody we've had for the last six or seven starts. So, you know, those are a lot of tough decisions, but we're been a little, maybe a little different if you're playing at home. But you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. If we didn't have so many good options down there and wanted to have a, you know, a strong sack and have him there in case the game goes extra innings, but there's so much more to that game. But I know the world that you have to live in, so I respect that.
All right, everybody, welcome back. A little NFL, a little baseball. We got you covered. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich. And thoughts and opinions, they're also encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Jeff Rich, or I'm sorry, by Jeff Rich at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Jeff, your Cleveland Indians, just speaking of baseball real quick, your Cleveland Indians playing a little bit of better baseball. Got a three-game lead right now over the Kansas City Royals, who have really played well, man. They've gotten themselves back into the wild card mix. They've gotten themselves back into the division race, and then the Twins have absolutely slipped away, but I think we probably expected that, and it was kind of impressive the fact that they were pushing in the first half of the season anyways. The Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, that's been a seesaw battle, man. That's been fun to watch, to be honest with you. The Astros, 30 games over 500, a 14.5 game lead for them, so that's pretty much the way it's going to go there. But with that being said, the Angels and the Mariners both kind of in the mix as well when you're talking about the wild card a little bit. So should be interesting to see how that all plays out in the American League. National League is basically turning out to be like a three-team race for two spots, and that would be the Rockies, the Diamondbacks, and the Milwaukee Brewers, because the Cubs are in first place, and whoever wins that division is kind of the odd man kind of out looking on the outside right now. But with that being said, you never know. There's a lot of games to be played. So the second half of the season is kind of been what I've expected it to be, at least so far for me, Jeff. The Cubs playing better baseball and the Brewers slipping away, and that's kind of the way I saw it. Just was impressed that the Brewers were able to battle as long as they did, at least for the first half of the season, with a 5.5 game lead at the All-Star break.
You know, it's been a really good baseball season. You know, we could talk a lot about how lackluster, boring that the NBA was, and even the NHL before its playoffs start, because the NHL playoffs are always incredible. But I look at baseball as, you know, what kind of storylines do you need? You need the old guard to perform well. You know, you have these guys like Stanton hitting 35 bombs already at this point in the season. You have these brilliant rookies in the game's biggest markets between Bellinger in L.A. and Judge in New York, though Judge has struggled a little bit of late. I think that Boston and New York going at it for the American League East is a rite of passage for Major League Baseball. And then when you think about the teams that were perhaps a little disappointing out of the gate, the league champions from a year ago, the Cubs finally turned it on. I think the Indians are starting to find their groove, but we're going to learn a lot about what the Cleveland Indians are in the month of August when they play the Red Sox twice, the Yankees twice, the Royals, who have suddenly heated up. But there's not too much sudden about the Royals. You know, I wanted to touch on that. You know, they had to deal with the death of Yordano Ventura, and you never know how long it takes to get over something like that, especially someone so young, someone that you counted on so much. So there was a little bit of zombiness to the Royals start as well. I mean, you got to remember, I know that everybody's caught up in the Chicago Cubs winning their first world championship in 108 years, but the champion right before them was the Kansas City Royals, who were there 2 years in a row. So they, you know, they might have taken a year where they stepped back and couldn't quite get themselves into the playoffs a year ago. Fast forward to now, where they struggle out of the gate. You're talking about Minnesota battling Cleveland for that Central Division, and here are the Kansas City Royals kind of turning it on like they did in 2014 and 2015 when they went to the World Series again 2 years in a row. They took the Giants to seven games. Maybe they'll take the Indians down to the last day of the season. I think that there'd be nothing that would benefit the Cleveland Indians than having to play a full 162 game schedule rather than coast coasting in to the American League playoffs. So great year, lots of good pitching. Pretty exciting trade deadline. Can't say the same for the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, they brought in a guy like Adam Rosales. The Indians bring in a guy like Joe Smith. You know, nothing that's going to really make headlines, but, you know, things that help your team. And, you know, we saw Yu Darvish go to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I think that that's probably the highlighted move of the trade deadline.
Yeah, and then obviously Sonny Gray going to the Yankees as well, and David Hernandez coming back to the Diamondbacks. J.D. Martinez, not necessarily a trade deadline move, but
a good one.
A very good move, right, absolutely. But, you know, so I think people don't give that one as much credence, but that was also one of those moves that was made by the D-backs before the trade deadline, but in that realm of when people were making moves, and they reacted to other moves that other teams were making a little bit earlier. But, yeah, a little bit of excitement when you're talking about the trade deadline. We'll see what happens for the waiver wire when that all shakes out, too.
Speaking of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Playing a great series with the Chicago Cubs. You know, there's a blowout game, and, you know, Cubs just beat them like 16-4. But Paul Goldschmidt in one of those epic back and forth games, I believe that the Diamondbacks ended up winning it 10-8.
Yeah.
You know, he hits three home runs, and he's just, I think, baseball's most underappreciated player because he is here in Phoenix, which isn't exactly this thriving baseball market.
You know, a good point there, because truth be told, man, Paulie's putting up some numbers as far as I'm concerned where you could put him with the MVP. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how it all shakes out if the D-backs make the playoffs, if Goldie becomes the MVP of the National League. It'd be an unbelievable season when you really think about it. So,
and when you really do think about it, you know, Phoenix sports fans are so privileged right now, because I think that you arguably have, you know, no disrespect to Randy Johnson and everything that happened at the beginning of the franchise when it was just kind of pieced together, but, you know, a homegrown talent like Paul Goldschmidt being here, a guy that the Cardinals drafted over a decade ago, Larry Fitzgerald being here, I think that you're able to watch the, you know, though we might be at the end with Fitzgerald, that you're privileged to be able to watch the two of the greatest athletes that ever played their home games in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. That's pretty special stuff when you really think about it. And just kind of transitioning into football here a little bit. Man, oh, man, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm really excited. This season can't come soon enough. I know you've got a little bit of optimism with Myles Garrett there in Cleveland. Obviously, I've got some optimism with Aaron Rodgers and that great offense that we're probably going to have for the Green Bay Packers. And question marks have always been about the defense for them, but man, oh, man, I don't know about you. I'm chomping at the bit, dude. I can't wait for football to start. And we're like 20 days out, man. It's coming in hot, and it can't come soon enough.
Boy, that Hall of Fame game just crept up on us. I like that they play it on Thursday rather than doing it Monday, two days after the ceremonies are over. I think it set the ceremonies up very well with Jerry Jones and Kurt Warner going into the Hall of Fame, though the game itself probably wasn't worth watching much, except maybe you allow yourself to be a little bit optimistic about what Blaine Gabbert could do with Bruce Arians with the Arizona Cardinals.
Man, I see, here's the thing is, you know, you're listening to people up and down the dial all week long talking about a great opportunity for Blaine Gabbert to go out there and show his stuff and earn a spot. At the end of the day, man, I'm sorry, but he doesn't have to earn a spot. They're going to keep three quarterbacks. That's just the way it works here, man. They're going to keep three quarterbacks. You're going to see Carson. You're going to see Blaine Gabbert, and you're going to see Drew Stanton. So there's really no battle for a backup position, if you ask me. But I don't know, man. It is what it is. And yes, he looked pretty good against guys that won't be playing during the regular season. So take what you want from that, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we didn't see anything that any scouts are going to look at once the season starts on Thursday night in Canton. I do have to say that they did a great job with that stadium. I think that it just looks wonderful now. It's a high school football field that they play one NFL exhibition game a year in. And all the renovations that they've done to that stadium, it's a really cool sight to see, even if the game's not really worth watching.
Yeah, and then I don't know the status right now of Joe Flacco, but obviously that created some intrigue with Colin Kaepernick throughout the week. I think it's only a matter of time, Jeff, to be honest with you. I think the guy will find a job based on needs of NFL teams because, as we know, that's such an important position and guys are always getting hurt. So I do hear the music. It means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We will be back after the pause for the cause.
And getting open and making the catch is Seth DeValve, their number three tight end, and he's in for the touchdown. And Flacco, pump fake, throws, touchdown. Darren Waller, the tight end. Flacco throws, and that is caught, and getting into the end zone for the touchdown is Smith. And off the play fake, catch is made by Juszczyk for the conversion. And Flacco's going to go for it all and get it. Perriman makes the catch for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He would be Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we mentioned before, like you said, man, that was about as close as to me during the break. You said is that's about as close as you're going to get to a Dorf on Sports tease, because we did mention what's going on with the situation there in Baltimore, and then some of the other situations going on around the league with their quarterbacks. As we know, there are going to be some injuries. Not sure of the status exactly with Tannehill there in Miami at this point. But look, the bottom line is I do think that Colin Kaepernick gets a job, Jeff. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of when. It's a matter of where. And it's a matter of needs at this point, because there's no way that anybody can tell me that there are 64 quarterbacks that are better than this guy in the NFL currently. So with that being said, it's going to be based on needs, and people are going to have to put their egos aside. Colin Kaepernick himself will have to put his ego aside. He's going to get nowhere near as much money that he's accustomed to been making so far. So at the end of the day, this is going to be a move that is based on a team's needs. At least that's how I feel about it.
It should be based on a team's needs. It, you know, the Baltimore Ravens are absolutely piss poor at PR, just PR in general. You know, they posted that Janae Rice apologized for her face hitting or assaulting Ray Rice's hand in that elevator. You know, they've had to deal with the Ray Rice stuff. You know, Twitter makes it a lot more difficult. The social media age makes it a lot more difficult, because everybody is all over everything, and stories that come out on Monday aren't dead by Friday if the media doesn't allow them to die. So,
sure.
This is what the Ravens did. I think that a lot of people are going to look at it as them doing their due diligence with the community and you know, kind of doing these focus groups and trying to figure out how well received Colin Kaepernick would be, because I think a statement was made, at least at least silently through the owner and the front office's actions, to say that, hey, we're going to do some tiptoeing, we're going to do some checking. And I understand that people are offended by the fact that you know, you're doing this background check on this guy that really hasn't done anything, you know, against the law, against the grain, perhaps, with his, you know, with his blatant protest of, you know, what he believes are injustices. And, you know, I wrote this the other day on Facebook. I believe the injustices are out there. I just don't believe that everything that is being called an injustice is actually what it's being perceived as, that, you know, it's causing the outrage in the community. And I think that people like Kaepernick, with their protest, you know, kind of fuel the flames to fires that maybe shouldn't burn so brightly, that need to be burning, but don't need to be towering infernos and things like that. So, at the end of the day, I mean, he makes sense in Baltimore. He makes sense if there's question marks about Joe Flacco. I don't think that his injury is all that it's cracked up to be. I expect him on the field in week one. But, you know, I think that we've seen the commodity that is Ryan Mallett throughout the NFL. And, you know, he played well enough to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers a year ago in a backup role. But, you know, Kaepernick probably benefits the Baltimore Ravens if he can forge that same type of relationship with John Harbaugh that he did with Jim Harbaugh before he departed for Michigan in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think that that's an interesting dynamic, man, when you really think about it. He goes from one Harbaugh potentially to another Harbaugh, and, you know, Ozzie Newsome and John Harbaugh are on one side of it, but Scotty's on another side of it. And, you know, there's probably some validity to that, and there's probably maybe some not validity to it, because
let me throw something out, and you know, no disrespect to Tom Savage, but Bill O'Brien's toying with the idea of starting him until Watson's ready. When you're looking at Kaepernick, he needs a year to prove himself. He needs a year to say, okay, you know, I am what I am as a human being, but maybe you haven't seen enough of me as a football player that you can't overcome, you know, what you call baggage, Mr. owner. You know, I think that he needs a year to prove himself. I think that would be a really good fit for him to go and work with Deshaun Watson, because I don't think that he's a negative influence to the players in the locker room. I just think it's the attention that he brings that, you know, it is the red flag, and, you know, very much the reason he's unsigned, probably even more so than, you know, just an owner's personal beliefs and you know, protest to Kaepernick's protest. I think that it's the way that it'll be perceived, not the way that he would be received by a team or a locker room.
See, that's a good point, because the truth of the matter is this, man. When you think about what's going on in Dallas with Ezekiel Elliott versus a guy like Lucky Whitehead, right? I mean, the 53rd man on the roster is a lot more expendable than the number one, two, or three man on the roster, and that was the situation with that. And that's my point of the matter for what I'm saying here is think about it like this. If Colin Kaepernick was coming off of a year where he just got to the Super Bowl the season before, which was where he was, you know, a few years back, then I think him as a commodity is much higher, and the appeal for this guy, no matter what he does off the field, is a lot greater as well. So, look, I think it's just such a crazy, interesting dynamic, because it is about social issues. It is about him not being a guy that just listens to everybody else and does what everybody else wants him to do. He has an opinion. He has a mind of his own, and he chose to use it. And again, I do think some of what you're seeing has to do with the fact that the guy has struggled on the football field for the past few years. I can honestly say that, and
that's something that gets so overlooked. You know, Jim Trotter, great reporter for ESPN, covers the NFL, but also covers this social issue that Kaepernick has created. And you know, he's going to throw out there that the guy was 5 yards from winning a Super Bowl, but
yes,
there's been 4 Super Bowls since then. We've seen, yes, Tom Brady win twice. We've seen Russell Wilson win, and we saw, you know, Peyton Manning sunset Super Bowl victory. We've seen 4 Super Bowls. How much precedent are you going to use 5 seasons ago, you know, 5 full seasons ago, since he was on that 5-yard line in New Orleans and didn't get it done, and Ray Lewis got to go out with a second Super Bowl ring because of it? I just think that information is so old. I remember Kaepernick playing really well in a loss in Miami a year ago, and I remember just seeing him look like he didn't care in the first half against Arizona, just throwing the balls to guys in red jerseys while his team was wearing white jerseys. You know, and I'm not trying to cherry pick one game or another. I'm just saying that I think there's a small sample size with Kaepernick lately since he's been benched.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the bottom line is, like I said, I mean, I think if you go back a few years, this guy was a very hot commodity. And I think that he's one of those guys that's kind of a one-trick pony, whereas you've seen other guys that have the same style that he has can do some other things. So I think it's also a matter of the guy has a limited skill set. And he also is a guy that somewhat is a little bit of a trouble off the field, and you don't necessarily want to bring him in because he could disrupt what you have going on in your current locker room. So it is what it is, man. That's all I can say. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We are going to jump out to the phones. We're going to hook up with Mitch. Mitch, what's on your mind today? You got Jeff Rich. You got the Dorf Man. And now you joining us. What's up, Mitch? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. I just want to continue on your conversation. You know, I think some of the greatest sports personalities, basically besides Muhammad Ali, I'm thinking, really have never been out there taking political stance on things. I mean, if you look at some of the greatest quarterbacks
Tommy Smith, and you had John Carlos in Mexico City at 68 raising the fist. I think that that's one of those signature moments in the line of conversation that you're talking about here, Mitch.
Okay. Right. Oh, okay. But what I'm thinking, though, is that people in the sports world, the general population, really don't want our athletes to say much. And those athletes that do usually are hurt by it. And the greatest athletes of all time usually don't say anything. You know, the Montanas, or just think about it. Listen, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, Hank Aaron, could easily take a political stance of what he went through in his well-documented career and all of the craziness that happened around him and Babe Ruth. But he really has never stood up for that, and he's revered and he's looked upon. I think if he took a stance, maybe people probably wouldn't necessarily look at him that way. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan. You know, these are the type of people that, you know, are the greatest of all time and just don't ever say things. I don't necessarily like it. I mean, I'd love to have Tom Brady say something about his views. I'd love to have lots of our athletes do that. But when they open their mouth, it polarizes potentially a locker room, a team, you know, and that is really the key to pretty much success in all of the sports, is having, first of all, some sort of team chemistry. And when you start polarizing that locker room through your political beliefs, that upsets a whole structure that has been created by the coaching staff and the community that supports the team.
I think Michael Jordan had plenty to say. It's just that once he said that Republicans buy shoes too, the media stopped listening to him, and he couldn't make any statements because his line, you know, his views weren't in line with what a black athlete was supposed to be.
Well, let me jump in here too, fellas. Look, Kareem took a stand. Bill Russell took a stand. I think there's other guys that have taken stands throughout their careers when you're thinking about great athletes that can make a real impact on society, an impact on the world. And you know what? You can have your feelings about whether or not you believe in what these guys are trying to fight for, what their statement is, but again, man, we all have a voice. We're all entitled to speak our mind. That's the beauty of living in America. But at the end of the day, I personally do not think this situation with Colin Kaepernick has as much to do with that as it has to do with the play that he's had on the field over the past few seasons. Again, if this guy was coming off the Super Bowl, if this guy was the guy that he was 5 years ago that we were talking about, I think he'd be a much hotter commodity. So we've seen what this guy's done early in his career, and we've seen what this guy has done now throughout the past 4 or 5 seasons, and he's not the same guy. So again, at the end of the day, if you're the 53rd guy on the roster, the 50th guy on the roster, you're a lot more expendable than the Ezekiel Elliotts who get in trouble in the world, but they always find a way to keep that guy on the field because he's a Pro Bowler. He can play. The guy doesn't he can bust runs. He can score touchdowns. So it's a matter of need. It's a matter of what you find in your organization to be something that you want to go out there and carry and have your label be represented by these human beings. So it's a tough deal, man. At the end of the day, I don't think anybody wants to go through this, but Colin Kaepernick is the guy right now that is being made an example of by the NFL for one reason or another.
Well, and we remember these stand. You know, it's, you know, when you talk about Russell, you talk about these guys that have taken stands. Not a lot of controversy surrounded there. I think it's the accompanying controversy that makes Kaepernick such a, you know, such a polarized figure, such a magnified figure, versus if he did something that there wasn't such a divide on in this country. I think that it'd be a lot different if he took an issue with human rights in Darfur, or you know, like really anything going on with human rights as it pertains to the labor. You know, these NBA Olympians in 2008, they went over to Beijing and they said, all right, you know, we're going to raise our fists in the air and we're going to talk about, you know, sweatshops and human rights and all these things. Sure. And then they realized that Nike's made in Asia and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to poke the bear.
Yeah.
And because for business interests, they kind of took a step back. And I think that Kaepernick is just above that, where he doesn't care about his business interests as much as he cares about getting his message out there. And because the fight won't die, you know, people are up in arms about it. But I think more people are up in arms about him not having a job at this point than were about his protests in the first place.
Yeah. Hey, Mitch, go ahead, Mitch. Final thought. Go ahead, man.
Well, then I'll just change the subject. Welcome to the beginning.
I lost
of the,
Mitch. I don't know. Anyways,
hello?
Go ahead, Mitch.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Give us your final thought, bro.
Last night was signified the beginning of the NFL season when 63,000 plus turned out for family night at Lambeau Field. I mean, what better way to kick off an NFL season, and had to wait an hour for a rain delay.
Great stuff, Mitch. We love hearing from you all the time, brother. Keep it up. We love the thoughts. We love the opinions. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap up hour number one. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We'll be right back in just a few. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Jeff, so let's hear what you want to bring out, and then we'll wrap this thing into hour number two as well.
Well, you know, you said the NFL is right around the corner. College football is also around the corner, and we've got some big ticket games early in the season. We have Michigan and Florida. We have Alabama and Florida State, and we have Ohio State, Oklahoma part two. And all these games have in common is that they're going to make a lot of money and that the players aren't going to make any of it. And some people are really starting to have a problem with these college athletes at these big programs being unpaid. What's your thought on that subject?
You know, that's a good one, man. The teams that are making big money on those, they're really loving it. And then obviously the guys that are playing those cupcakes, they're just looking for a win. And it obviously leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. We'll get into that on the other side. So keep it close. He is Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we'll be right back for hour number two.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today we have taken one step in the right direction.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley speaking after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approves new harsher sanctions on North Korea, a resolution meant to further pressure the regime to stop developing long-range ballistic missiles and nuclear capability. Haley adds,
"It is the continued suffering of the North Korean people that should remind the Security Council that while this resolution is a significant step forward, it is not nearly enough."
The FBI is taking over the investigation of a Minnesota mosque explosion that happened early yesterday morning in Bloomington. The imam's office catching fire. Those inside the mosque were able to put it out quickly. No injuries were reported. And no arrests have been made yet. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
The U.S. Navy suspending the search for three U.S. Marines missing after the plane they were on crashed in the waters off the eastern coast of Australia. Here's the story from correspondent Chuck Carroll.
Military officials made the difficult decision following a day of intense searches. The Osprey heliplane hit the deck of an amphibious transport ship Saturday before crashing into the sea north of Brisbane. 23 Marines were rescued within an hour, but three were lost at sea. The tilt rotator craft is famous for its ability to fly like an airplane and land like a helicopter, but also has a troubling history.
It took 25 years, $22 billion, and 30 deaths and crashes before the plane went into service.
The crash occurred during a joint military exercise with Australia. It remains under investigation.
2014 Chevy Silverado LD and GMC Sierra LD pickup trucks being recalled because of a software problem that could cause a loss of power steering. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
President Trump reminding America he's working hard while on his 17-day working vacation at his private golf club in New Jersey. Trump taking to Twitter yesterday to say, quote, "Working in Bedminster, New Jersey, as long planned construction's being done at the White House. This is not a vacation. Meetings and calls." Former Democratic Texas Governor Mark White has died, the 77-year-old passing away yesterday in Houston after a long battle with kidney cancer. He served as governor from 1983 to 87. Nature's most unpredictable force knocks them down, but doesn't knock them out. Talking about three young sisters struck by lightning in Utah, AP Herald has details.
Camas, Utah is known for its gorgeous mountain views and slightly more affordable real estate than nearby Park City. But nature nearly proved deadly Friday when three children were hospitalized after being struck by lightning in the scenic town near the Wyoming border. Police say the sisters were fishing at the shore of Lily Lake in the Uinta Mountains when the storm quickly rolled in. Officers said a 7-year-old girl and an 8-year-old girl were knocked unconscious, but their father performed CPR and resuscitated them. All three girls were airlifted to a hospital.
And the Atlee Junior League softball team from Virginia has been disqualified from the World Series before the championship game after a Snapchat photo surfaced on social media showing members of the team extending middle fingers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Major League Baseball in full throttle. As you said to me earlier, Usain Bolt goes down, which doesn't happen very often. NFL football right around the corner. College football right around the corner. And let's get back into what you said just before we took the break for the hour number one, moving into hour number two, Jeff.
All right, you know, these programs obviously make millions and millions and practically print the money from these games. And I think that, you know, you hear it with Walmart, you hear in the real world, too, that, you know, these companies are so profitable, but the people working on the front lines don't get, you know, don't get the compensation that they deserve. And people feel that student athletes, probably specifically football, maybe a little bit into basketball, these, you know, these teams don't feel, or these people don't feel that these athletes are getting enough with their scholarships. And I have a problem with that. Maybe we can get into it on this hour of the show.
All right. He's Jeff Rich. We will. We'll get into that on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about the money and whatnot that is in college football. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
For the past 100 years, America's high schools have remained virtually unchanged. Yet the world around us has transformed dramatically. What if we turn the American spirit of ingenuity towards our high schools? This fall, let's come together and put high school center stage. Watch as superstars of music, comedy, movies, and television join students, parents, and educators on Friday, September 8th at 8, 7 Central for a must-see live television event on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. EIF presents XQ Super School Live.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Play action off of him, and he's going to throw back to him. A little wheel route. Fuller at the end zone. Reaches up. Did he grab it? Yes, he did. Touchdown. C.J. Fuller hauls it in for his second touchdown reception of the year. Looks over the defense. Sets up in shotgun. Gallman behind him and to his right. Fakes the pitch. Going to keep it himself. Cuts it across the five. He goes in the end zone. Touchdown. Deshaun Watson scoring it from 7 yards out. His second touchdown running here tonight. And Clemson puts a big touchdown on the board.
I look next to you. You stole my heart. You are all that I anticipated. I wanted you. Every part. But I knew love would be complicated.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. He would be Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man, we've teased this quite a bit. When we think about it, we've been talking a little bit about college football and the way it works in the beginning of the year, where a lot of these cupcakes are getting those big dollar deals when they play the big dogs that come to town. What is it that you don't really like about it, Jeff?
Well, I don't like the level of competition. I don't think that it's there. I don't think that it really helps either team in the long run. It's just a game to play a game and sell seats to a stadium. So I don't mind the cupcakes in the sense that, you know, maybe you have Kent State playing Alabama where you are playing two teams on the same tier, even if the one's Power Five and one's Gang of Five or Group of Five. You know, and whatever term you want to use to not call five of our 10 conferences in college football also rounds. But, you know, my problem is this crusade that's out there. And, I'm going to name a couple people in the media. Andy Staples from Sports Illustrated, Alika Sadege, who was with Bleacher Report for a long time, has kind of bounced around Fox Sports and ESPN and goes out there and says that, you know, the scholarship's not enough. The scholarship is just the beginning. And I really take exception to that because I'm wondering, you know, how much do you want to pay these college football players? How much do you want to pay these people to play a game that the opportunity is presented to them by the school that is also giving them a free education? You know why these games make big money? You know why these programs make big money? Because of all the exposure that's given to them in the current landscape where you're playing on ABC on a Saturday night, where there's 15 different channels where you can watch where you can watch college football, even a game like ASU Cal, which might end up on the Pac-12 network. Well, that money is coming in from the TV networks, funneling in through the conferences and ending up going back to the school. And yes, the players aren't getting cash money. They are getting stipends. They are getting some money on their scholarships. They are getting this education, which could be valued at anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000 a year, depending on the type of institution you go to. And, you know, not all these programs make big money. I mean, there's a conference divide. Alabama makes a lot more money from Nike than Duke would. And if you're going to start, you know, there's already an imbalance in college football just because it's so top heavy. And does it become even more top heavy if a program can pay another player, can pay a player more to come to their school? At the end of the day, I think that it eliminates the charade that is the quote unquote student athlete and makes them athlete students. And, you know, I'm almost to the point where I think that sports should be set up like college newspapers are, where they're not really affiliated with the school. So instead of the Ohio State Buckeyes, you'd have the Columbus Buckeyes. It'd be a minor league program where you could stay for 4 years and, you know, maybe you get a little bit of money to go to the school, but, you know, you're getting a free ride. And I know that people have a problem with, you know, even using that term because the scholarship is earned. It's not just something that's given away on a street corner like an alt rag magazine.
That's an interesting take on it. Look, I think at the end of the day, man, it's all about choices. We all have choices. If we don't want to watch that game, then you can watch a different game. And when you said filling seats, I mean, I totally get what you're saying, but I mean, I could make that argument for any game, man, because at the end of the day, we don't know that even if you have a great matchup, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a great game. One of those teams could go out there and lay an egg and it could be a disaster. So and as far as competition, I guess that goes along the same lines as what I just said. You know, you think that you're going to have great competition in certain cases, but again, it doesn't always happen that way. So it's a game, man, and that's the way that I look at it. Any game can be won by anybody. Go ahead.
You have 12 games to shrink the field from 125 to 4 to determine a national championship. Why are you going to waste games with Florida State playing the Citadel? And these aren't actual games, folks. This is just me, throwing games that have, potential matchups that have been out there. Why do I want to watch Ohio State win 77-0 over Florida A&M when there's all these schools? There's schools in the region. They could play West Virginia. They could play Cincinnati. They could play Syracuse. I don't mind them playing. Mind schools playing one in-state game. If you want Toledo to play Ohio State to raise money for, Ohio's public education schools, I get that. But when you're just playing a game for the sake of playing a game, when you could be playing a game to establish yourself on the national scene, I think you should do it. The problem is that college football doesn't punish anyone for playing these FCS games and only playing 11 regular season games against their own tier.
See, and I can appreciate that, and I can understand that, and I get that, okay? But at the end of the day, man, it is about making money. It is about those little schools that you're talking about getting that exposure, because they would never get that exposure. If they're not playing Ohio State and they don't get beat 77-0, man, then you're never going to know anything about that team. You're never going to know that they even existed. So even if they lose 77-0, it's still a win for them. They got the exposure and they got the money. And it may be a loss for the fan, but I'm sorry, man. I think at the end of the day, it's more important for that little school to get the exposure and not be worried about what the fan thinks of the product of what they saw there that day. Because again, I'm going to reiterate this. You can have this great competition or what you're supposed to think is going to be a great competition, and it could wind up similar to that outcome that we have when you know it's going to be that way. I mean, so going into it knowing that it's probably not going to be a great game, and then let's just say on the outside chance that it becomes an interesting game, because we've had that happen before too, where a Division II school was able to hang with a Division I school, and I think if I'm not mistaken, they actually beat them that one year. It was Michigan, wasn't it?
Oh, it happens a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. These FCS teams, especially like North Dakota State, they tend to win those games against the likes of Iowa and Minnesota. So it happens. Appalachian State v. Michigan, the first game ever on the Big Ten Network back in 2007. I think that's the most epic one that you recall. But Georgia Southern beat Florida a few years ago. So those upsets do happen when you get those top-tier teams from FCS playing maybe a traditional power that's having a down year, because these FCS teams aren't beating the very best FBS teams. I think you hit the nail on the head with something you said, though, about the fans. You know, I have all these ideas about what they could do to make the games better for the fans. And I had a buddy of mine writes for waitingfornextyear.com, and, you know, we're talking about World Series tickets last October, and how the fans don't actually have the opportunity to get their hands on them, and that there are ways that they could. And he just kind of laughed at me, and he said, look, don't pretend it's about the fans. Don't pretend that the teams care about the fans. They care about the money. And if they need to impress the fans to make money, then it becomes about the fans. But it is not about the fans, and it's blatant in college football. And I think that you said it very well.
Well, I mean, look, I'm sorry, but that's the reality of the situation, man. I mean, do we want to see great games? Do we want to think that we have an impact on games? Do we want to think that we determine outcomes? Like, yeah, we absolutely do. As a fan, you want to think you have way more involvement in the game that you're watching than you really do. But look, at the end of the day, man, it is about money, and it's all about us deciding on how we want to spend our money as well. So we have the opportunity to watch that game where you're watching the Little Sisters of the Poor playing the big dog, or you don't have to watch it. But again, I mean, I can't say this enough. We've seen it where those teams that we don't think have a chance, they do have a chance somehow, some way. They play a really fantastic game, and they put a scare in the Ohio States. They put a scare in the Michigans of the world. And then we see it many times where that doesn't happen, and it's an absolute rout, and it's a blowout, and it's no fun to watch. I get what you're saying. But we also get that when we see it in their own conferences, man, because sometimes guys just aren't up for the game. Sometimes they just don't go out there and they're not ready to play. So we're not guaranteed a great game no matter what the matchup is. I guess that's my ultimate point. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. A bit of a rant right there. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We'll be back in just a few. We're going to get back into talking about sports.
Bama with pressure. There's an interception. Taken by the tie. Down the left side. They're going to walk it on. Touchdown, Brian Anderson.
And he gets free again. Look at Bo go. Scarborough inside the 10. The tide is rolling late.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And then obviously each and every week, we are live on Sundays, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 to 1 Eastern Time. So get at us each and every Sunday between those times. And then if you miss it, you can always go to the website, like I said, and check out the show there at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Jeff, during the break, had a pretty good question. I'm going to throw it out there. Again, you can answer this question on the Facebook Live feed, which is going pretty well here, at least on my Facebook Live feed. I'm getting a lot of responses, getting a lot of people interacting with me there. But if you could go back and give any single athlete a clean bill of health for their career, who do you choose and why? And that's a question from Jeff. I think it's a pretty darn good question. And I think he brought some really good ones to the table, at least to start this conversation with Bo Jackson and Ken Griffey Jr. Those are two of the guys that came immediately to his mind about this question. So, again, if you can go back and give any single athlete a clean bill of health for their entire career, who do you choose and why? Good question when you really think about it. But
and let me throw ahead. out a third name, because this was actually a question posed on Twitter a couple of days ago. And you know the name that I threw out there, there's a lot of Bo Jackson, there's a lot of Ken Griffey Jr. for obvious reasons. I think that Griffey's a Hall of Famer with or without the injuries, but he could have been so much better, you know. And I think of like guys like Alex Rodriguez, if they would have had their head on straight, and who knows how much of it is legitimate. You know, I think of players that miss, but when you're specifically speaking to injury, Jackson and Griffey, when you're just talking about a clean bill of health in general, I don't know if you saw the movie The Express with Dennis Quaid and Ron Brown about Ernie Davis's recruitment to Syracuse and how the Cleveland Browns traded for the first pick to acquire the first Heisman Trophy winner out of Syracuse. I believe the first African-American Heisman Trophy winner. So there was a lot going on, and he followed in the footsteps of one Jim Brown who played for the Cleveland Browns. So Art Modell had this vision of getting Brown and Davis, two of the best backs of all time, in the same backfield. As dominant as those Paul Brown, Cleveland Brown teams were, they could have been even more dominant with a two-headed monster rather than just the one-headed monster that was Jimmy Brown. So he had leukemia, never played a game for the Browns. Browns retired his number 45 jersey anyway, just because of the significance and the symbol that Davis was coming out of Syracuse playing for Coach Ben Schwartzwelder.
You know, there's got to be many guys that we could probably think about when you put that question out there about whose injury or whose careers were cut short due to injury. Think about a guy that you're probably very familiar with, Greg Oden from Ohio State, when you think about the fact that he never even got to play. We never really got to see what this guy could do. So what do you mean exactly by, are you talking about a guy that's been established, had a really good career going, and then all of a sudden got an injury? Or are you just talking about somebody potentially that came out of college and never got going in the NBA or football or whatever and got an injury before their career actually was able to take off?
I think it could be interpreted a lot of ways. I mean, the reason Jackson and Griffey are out there is because you saw the glimpses of greatness. You never saw glimpses. You saw the glimpses when he was in college.
Right.
I don't think that there's a single NBA highlight of Greg Oden that everybody, you know, goes back to and says, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know, because there just wasn't enough substance there. You know, there's been a lot of players. You know, I mean, you know, Derek, you could even attribute it to death. I mean, Derek Thomas killed in the prime of his career for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think that there's a lot of players that were just, you know, Jose Fernandez, Yordano Ventura, you know, players just taken away where we did see greatness, but we just didn't see enough of it. Len Bias, you know, however self-inflicted that was, never played a game for the Boston Celtics. But I really do think of a guy like Bill Walton. Bill Walton lost his entire West Coast career after that championship with Portland to just not being, you know, having foot problems, having back problems, you know, played for the Boston Celtics and found the fountain of youth in 86. But there's a lot in between that we missed out on just because he couldn't get on the field. And I think that we saw that with Griffey Jr. in Cincinnati after a brilliant run with the Seattle Mariners and a good start with the Cincinnati Reds. He was put on the shelf far too often to break many of the records that he should have broken, including the record that's now held by Barry Bonds for the most home runs.
All right, so I'll throw a couple at you, and this one's probably going to hit you in a way because I know, and I feel the same way with you about this guy who should not be in the NBA Hall of Fame, and that's Tracy McGrady. You know, obviously he had a career that was cut a little bit short because of injuries and whatnot. What about Penny Hardaway? And then this one I think is a really good example. What about Grant Hill? Think about that guy. You know, when he played for the Detroit Pistons, man, that guy was fantastic and had those Achilles problems. So there's three right there that I can throw at you that, and one of them, like I said, he's a Hall of Famer, and I don't necessarily agree with that. But Penny and Grant Hill, I think those are both pretty good examples too, Jeff.
The Orlando years of Grant Hill are just tragic. I mean, considering what he did in Detroit beforehand and finding the fountain of youth coming out to Phoenix. And I think that if for a while anyway, he made the Phoenix Suns a viable organization. If you have injury problems, if you'll recall, Eric Gordon signed a restricted free agent offer sheet, and the Hornets at the time, now the Pelicans, matched it, and he couldn't come to Phoenix and work with this great training staff that revived the career of Grant Hill. I think Grant Hill is a phenomenal example right there.
I'll give you another good one. We got Jay Williams. What do you think of him? Remember the great point guard out of Duke who got in that terrible motorcycle accident and never actually was able to fulfill his career or a lot of the dreams that he had as far as his NBA career. What about Danny Manning with all those knee injuries that he had, the two knee surgeries that he went through, the reconstructive knee surgeries? I think Danny Manning's another great example of that. What about Bernard King, man? Bernard King was flat out the man, and then obviously he tore his ACL. I remember watching him, dude. He was fantastic to watch. Bernard King.
I threw his name out last week on a different question, and our buddy here in Phoenix, Richard Sines, said, oh, he was an animal on the court. You know, I didn't get to see his Knicks years. I got to see the Bullets years after the injury where he'd slowed down a little bit, and he was still an incredible scorer. He's one of the more underspoken of players in NBA history.
It's amazing how many guys that I can think of in the NBA that their careers were cut short for one reason or another. And, you know, a lot of them has to do with knees and whatnot. But this next one I'm going to throw at you is Yao Ming. And that has to do with the guy's feet, right? Because he had feet problems. And that guy was a pretty fantastic player. His career stats were 19 points, 9 rebounds, almost 2 blocks a game. And another guy that his career was cut a little bit short as far as it goes for me, when you're talking about a guy playing in the NBA, because he did have so much length and size and whatnot. And he was kind of that that guy that actually kind of started, when you really think about it, because he was a really big dude, but he had a pretty good touch from the outside, man. And I think that was somewhat the start of watching those big men being able to run up and down the floor like a deer. And obviously with bad feet, that's a hard thing to do. So Yao Ming, another one that had his career cut short, if you ask me.
He did so many things. He did so many great things with his career as an ambassador for China. And Rockets for many years.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, yeah, no, I agree. He had a pretty fantastic career. Obviously brought basketball to a totally different level as far as going global for all those people in China. So absolutely a huge guy when it comes to the NBA and basketball. Bobby Hurley, probably another guy that you could throw out there.
Very similar to Jay Williams in that he got into some kind of automobile accident and it kind of derailed his career after high expectations coming out of Duke playing point guard for Coach K.
All right, I'm going to go old school on you here, man. Probably one that you're not going to be too familiar with. Maureen Connolly, if you don't know who she was a professional tennis player. She played back in the day of like the 50s, 51 to 54. Broken leg and deeply gashed muscle and tendon. So her career was obviously cut short, man. This is actually an interesting topic, man. And you're making me kind of go through a lot of my brain and rack a little bit. Of what's going on. But a lot of them, when I think about it, NBA basketball players. I'll throw another one at you before we go to break. Larry Johnson, another guy, Grandmama, who wound up having all kinds of injuries too, and his career was cut a little bit short. Anyways, we got to take another quick pause for the cause. We'll get back into this on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Baby, everything is all right. I'm tight.
All right, man. I like that song. Good choice of music selections today from Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible for us. Welcome back, everybody. He's Jeff. I would be Andy. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. A lot of good participation I'm getting from the people on Facebook. I love it. The good stuff from people that are throwing out names about when this conversation we're having about. Basically, if you could give somebody a mulligan in their career as far as not being injured, who would it be and why? It's actually a pretty interesting conversation. There's so many guys and gals out there that have had their careers cut short. We know how it goes. It's just a tough business when you think about the world of sports in general. Injuries definitely play a huge factor in that. Thoughts and opinions, we love them. We'd like to hear them. 1-800-878-7529. Or hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. This is a great one that someone just threw at me, Jeff. Pat Tillman, obviously not necessarily cut short because of an injury, but cut short because of the guy's choice to go out there and fight for his country. And I think that he's kind of, in all honesty, you can put this guy on a completely different level, a level on his own, completely, when you're talking about the sacrifice that he made, because it was the ultimate sacrifice, Jeff.
Yeah, and, you know, they didn't make the ultimate sacrifice, but they put themselves in a position to do so. All those ball players that left during World War II, Ted Williams and Bob Feller, you know, kind of stick out above the rest. But we've had people leave the game for noble reasons. And, you know, now we've got players like Patrick Willis retiring around the age of 30, taking years off their career just as a precautionary measure, because they've seen the tales of Junior Seau and Dave Duerson and way too many names that have taken their own life, perhaps as a result of, PTSD, post-football, stress, syndromes and depression and things like that, because their brains have just been knocked around so much. So that's something to definitely take into account. You know, Troy Aikman retired because of the concussions. I would say that he's not going to get a lot of love from Packer Nation. You know, Tony Romo with the back problems, ultimately is probably what led his decision to be in the booth for CBS rather than to be on the field for the Dallas Cowboys, or trying to compete with Dak Prescott, or starting for Bill O'Brien in Houston, whatever the case would have been if Tony Romo chose to continue playing football, which kind of, brings up another name that went from the playing field into the broadcasting booth.
Yep.
And now we're speculating.
Yeah, Ryan
Tannehill goes down. Jay Cutler, familiar with Adam Gase from Chicago, Brock Osweiler, if he doesn't get the job over DeShone Kizer and Cody Kessler in Cleveland, that might be a name that gets put on the trade block because of the familiarity between Adam Gase and Brock Osweiler in Denver. So, you know, the Miami Dolphins are just in this situation where they're kind of close to the Patriots. I don't think that they're ready to overtake the Patriots, but obviously low-hanging fruit to get to the playoffs, and you really need a guy under center that's going to be able to get you there. I like Matt Moore a lot, but I'm not sure if I don't just like him as a backup rather than having to be the man for an entire season.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting that you said that, because as you were talking about all that stuff, I was totally thinking on the same page as you with Jay Cutler. And I mean, look, bottom line is there's a reason why he's in the booth. I would say Tony Romo can play better than Jay Cutler at this point. Jay Cutler throws to the other team a lot more than he throws to his own team. And I think Moore would be the guy I would stay with. And this thought of bringing Jay Cutler is just ridiculous to me. I'm sorry, but it's just ridiculous. He's not a winner. He's never shown that he's a winner. No. The guy doesn't want to win. He backs out on his team. He turns his back on him. He walks off the field on him. I don't want that guy playing for me. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I would absolutely take Moore over Jay Cutler, and I think that that's just ridiculous that they even mentioned this guy. And if I'm Matt Moore, I'm very insulted with the whole situation of this whole thing too, to be honest with you.
You gotta miss the guy play a quarterback for the Chicago Bears if you're a Green Bay Packers fan, because that apathy that he showed, that lack of interest that he showed in playing football, I think that the Green Bay Packers, if not also the Minnesota Vikings and perhaps the Detroit Lions, were benefactors of how much people believed in Jay, though he never gave anyone a reason to really believe that he was going to be an inspirational player on any level.
No, man, we loved it. We absolutely loved having him throw the ball to the Green Bay Packers more often than not, man. I'm with you on that, but I'm just looking at this as an objective guy as far as, you know, the Miami Dolphins, because truth of the matter is it really has little to no effect on me. We're going to have to, if that happens, we're going to play them in the Super Bowl, and I don't think that's happening, at least on their side. I think the Packers have a much better chance of getting to the Super Bowl than the Miami Dolphins do. But with that being said, man, I just think Jay Cutler's a bad fit anywhere. I'm sorry.
What a bust of a quarterback class, yeah. That 2005 class was. I mean, you had to get really excited about the likes of Matt Leinart, Vince Young, Jay Cutler coming into the league. Actually, I got that year wrong. It's 2006. 2005 was the A-Rodge and Alex Smith year. That those three quarterbacks came in with such lofty expectations, and none of that, you know, obviously none of them Hall of Famers. I don't think that any of them were Pro Bowlers at any point in their career, or really even reliable as players taken in the top 10 of a draft. Jay Cutler looked like he showed some promise in Denver. They get rid of him, send him to Chicago. They go to that NFC Championship, and I think that's the embodiment of his entire career, is riding that exercycle on the sidelines during the NFC Championship game while Caleb Haney went out there and tried to beat the Green Bay Packers, who went on to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in that Super Bowl. So I just think that when you see a guy like Cutler, instead of waiting on the potential being aggravated with his attitude, you got to cut bait and just try to do it with somebody else.
No, I agree 100%, man. The guy definitely did not live up to the billing. And I want to continue with that list, at least the list that I've kind of compiled here, about the guys that we're talking about giving a second chance with the careers of how it went out for them. Some of these guys were cut short. Some of them didn't actually have an opportunity. And I left off with my man, Grandmama, Larry Johnson, who had a really bad back issue, man, herniated discs in his back, and it just became too much for the guy, and he was a stud, though, man. And another guy that I don't think people really think about that much, Jeff, because he had such a great career, but Pistol Pete Maravich, man, I know he played from 1970 to 1980, but all the knee injuries that guy had throughout his career, a little bit over 24 points a game, like 4.5 rebounds, 5 assists, or a little bit more there, and stealing a half a game, and just a guy that really helped transcend the game of basketball back in the day. So it's amazing, man, when you really think about some of these names that I'm going to throw at you here. Remember Bobby Orr, the awesome hockey player? Think about the 12 knee surgeries that that guy had by the end of his playing career. 270 goals, 645 assists, 915 points. The guy played from 66 to 78, a pretty long career, but unbelievable, man. When you think about what people go through to keep playing these games as well, when you really think about it, think about all the surgeries that guy had. Think about all the surgeries Danny Manning had, all the surgeries that Larry Johnson had. They want to keep playing these games, and they want to keep playing at a high level, too. So I think it's pretty unbelievable how they go about it. Gale Sayers, another guy you can throw out there. Earl Campbell. I mean, there's just so many guys that I can come up with, Jeff. Knee surgeries for Earl Campbell, the spinal surgery, the nerve issues. The guy was a warrior, man. He played from 78 to 84, but his career was definitely cut short when you think about it. So there's so many on that list. I can keep going. Believe me, man, I got more. But if you want to throw somebody out there, go right ahead, man.
Well, I'm just full of tangents today, and you brought up Pistol Pete, and I think of him dying on the floor. He died playing the game that he loved. You know, yeah. Hank Gathers collapsed on the floor, and it kind of brings us into the current landscape. You know, he talked about the brains being mashed in, these players, you know, calling it a career early, and, you know, I know you had to have seen it by now, the Jamal Adams comment that says, I don't care if I die on the field. You know, I think that lacks some self-awareness. I think that's a little tone-deaf to the conversation that we've had about safety, and I only heard the sound bite. So when I actually watched the clip on SportsCenter and the camera pans out, I had no idea that Roger Goodell was sitting next to him. I don't think that's the message that Goodell wants to send about his league, but Roger Goodell being wrong is pretty much commonplace these days.
Yeah, totally. And you want to know something else that's really wrong when I think about it? I'm going to give you another one on my list here. And this is one that pains me because this guy was so good and he had a great career, but definitely one that was cut short. My man Sterling Sharp, when you think about his career that he had
with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, from 88 to 94, the guy had 8,000, a little bit over 8,000 yards in his career, the 65 touchdowns, the 595 receptions, but the damaged vertebrae, man, just way too much. And, you know, I'm dealing with some back problems, and it's something that I can really, really relate to be honest with you, when you talk about bad backs. And, you know, Tony Romo is another one that you mentioned earlier in this conversation. It's just too bad, but there's so many examples of all these guys. Another guy that you mentioned, I think, too, earlier, but we didn't really give the reasons why he had the problems. But you said Bill Walton, if I'm not mistaken, and obviously the foot surgeries, the ankle surgeries that guy went through. And I think that's something that's pretty common when you're talking about big guys. And then the guy that you had a problem with who got into the Hall of Fame, whose career was definitely cut short. And I think that's part of the reason why, you know, you don't necessarily appreciate Terrell Davis as much as you should, or as much as some of the other people do, definitely the people in Denver do. 95 to 2002, 7,600 yards, a little bit over 7,600 yards, 60 touchdowns throughout his career. The torn right ACL, MCL, arthroscopic surgery on both knees, stress reaction in the lower left leg. So this guy could have been on the field a lot longer, could have been even more productive, but I'd say in a very short career, Terrell Davis was incredibly productive, and obviously you can't take away Super Bowls from anybody, can you?
Let me talk out of the other side of my mouth now, because, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of speculation that Shanahan's system created these guys, but no one thrived in that system more than Terrell Davis, even though Landis Gary and Reuben Jones after him and Mike Anderson all had 1,000 yards rushing in that system, playing behind a great offensive line that bought in, playing, you know, with these running backs that bought in. And, you know, Mike Anderson's another example of nobility in that out of the University of Utah, he went to the United States Marine Corps and then played college football at Utah after the Marine Corps and then for the Denver Broncos. And he works at Sky Harbor Airport here in Phoenix now.
That's pretty wild. That's crazy. I'm going to throw a couple more at you, and then I know we got to get to a break real quick. Brandon Roy, man, that kid that played for the Blazers in Washington, 2006 to 2011. That guy could have been a stud, but all the knee problems that that guy had. I did mention Penny Hardaway earlier in the conversation. Sandy Koufax, another guy with the elbow problems. I said Grant Hill. There's just so many, man, that I could just keep going with. But I know we do need to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. So keep it close. One final segment left in the show. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back in just a few.
I retired because of concussions in 2005, the summer 2005. And at that time, I just knew my head hurt. Okay, guys weren't retiring because of concussions at the time.
Right.
I retired because my head hurt. My personality was changed. I knew that the first hit of training camp in 2005, if I was actually, I would have gotten concussed. I was getting concussed the first hit of every training camp, wow, starting in about 2002. And then once I would get that first one, I would be more susceptible to getting them. So look, what happened was, for years there, I had a bad drug addiction, and a lot of it was because I wanted to feel better. My head hurt. My personality had changed. And so I wanted to feel better and feel like my old self. So it led to years and years of drug addiction, which I've gotten that cleaned up. And I've done so much research. I've gone to different types of doctors, neurosurgeons, neurologists, neuropsychologists, family doctors, psychiatrists, on and on and on, to try and find answers. And I found what best worked for me. I have a blueprint for success for me. And I'm doing much better. And I do the radio down in Houston, Texas on Sports Radio 610 CBS Radio. And that cognitively challenges me every single day.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
I'll say a mass for you. The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today's program that has absolutely flown by. Weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. Real quickly, the show is live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 Pacific time, and then 11 to 1 Eastern time every Sunday. We love thoughts. We love opinions. You can always hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website. If you missed anything, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And then just to give you a real quick on that clip that we just heard, Ted Johnson talking about concussions. And obviously, we were kind of talking a little bit about that as well. But as we do every week, Jeff, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a little bit of a heavy heart today. I lost two men that I considered mentors at a very young age and became friends with them later in life. And I watched this mentorship, protégéship with Myles Garrett and Joe Thomas in Cleveland. The best teaching the best and going up against the best. I hope that pans out very well for both of them.
All right, and I'm just going to continue with the list that we were talking about, and I'm going to remember guys like Gale Sayers, and I'm going to remember guys like Ralph Sampson, who I love to watch, and then obviously, keep it in the tennis world, Monica Seles, who got stabbed in the back. So all their careers were cut short. Anyways, for Jeff and for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.